up, Twerp? How's it going? Mom said you're going on your first date ever tonight. Is that true? Ugh, you're such a nag. I know she's not technically my mom, but come on. We've been in the same house since forever, and I don't mind if you call my dad, Dad. Ugh, you're as childish as ever, you brat. If you don't stop, I'm going to start calling her Mommy and trying to sit on her lap at dinner. Oh my God, I can see it. You're getting pissed just at the thought. Such a mama's boy. Ugh, whatever. More importantly, first date ever, huh? With whom? Anyone I know? I'm not being nosy. I'm your sister. I have a right to know who is going to be coming and going from the room adjacent to mine, at least until I leave for college. Then you can go full nightly bacchanal, but try to keep it quiet at least until that point. You know I can already hear you during your, special private boys' time. I can't imagine how obvious you're going to be with another person participating. Ah! Then don't be so loud if you don't want me to hear you. And don't throw my own hand-me-downs at me. It feels ruder than the alternative. Hey, hold up. How did you even get this pillow? This is the special one I use between my legs at night so I don't grind my hips too hard. I've been looking all over for it. Did you take it? Well, that was an awkwardly guilty answer. It's no big deal. I already started using another one. Just, did you at least wash this one before putting your face all over it? That's been between my thighs, dude. Okay, guess we're letting that one slide. Anyway, I got something for you. Nice catch, bro. It's clothes for your date tonight. I'm not saying I have no confidence in your ability to dress yourself with style and class, but... Oh, that's actually exactly what I'm saying. Don't make a face, just try them on for me. After all this time, you think you'd trust that I know what would look good on you. Push comes to shove, I can just return the outfit if you hate it. You ask too many questions, jeez! It's an oversized sweater with those chain cargo pants, vintage sneakers, a bomber jacket, and a necklace. Oh my God, you're such a pill. Just try it on, and then you can complain later. I promise you, I promise that whoever this girl is, she's gonna like this getup more than that shirt you're wearing that looks exactly like all your other shirts. We're crying out loud. Why do you even go to the mall? I'm so glad I'm not actually related to you. That means that I... with fashion sense bursting from my very DNA, can save your sorry ass. Yes, I'll lay off. Sorry. I'm excited for you, I guess. So lots of mixed feelings going on. My little brother, all grown up and looking for love. My heart might break. Please, as a favor to the sister that you begged to marry you someday when we were both kids, just try the thing on and let me see you. Maybe take a few pictures. What? Nothing! Just hurry up. You're gonna change in the bathroom? Lame. We practically took baths together. When did you get so modest? And now you're blushing. I'm not also blushing. Just go change, you prude.
So, who is the girl? I'm just gonna keep asking, so you might as well tell me.
one from my year at school? Like the one in my graduating class that I might even describe as one of my friends? Motherfuck. Did you ask her or did she ask you? She asked you, right? That's kind of her modus operandi, asking out younger guys. And you actually said yes. Oh, I didn't know you liked her like that. Didn't know you liked older women at all. Huh. Interesting. Nothing! Nothing! God, just let me mumble to myself sometimes. I can't believe she's stealing away your first date. That makes me so mad. Are you done yet? I don't have all day to sit here and wait for you to do something that I forced you to do, kiddo. Don't worry about how you look. Just come out when you're done. I can't believe she asked you out. My brother. My little brother. Mine. That. Finally! How does everything fit? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, you're hot. Oh no, you're so good looking. I'm sorry, I'm staring. I just can't get over how sexy you look. Dang, what the heck? You never clean up this good. Like I knew you had potential, but to glow up this much with just a few changes? Oh, Jesus. Is your room always this hot? God, I'm like sweating all of a sudden. But I'm not opening and closing my legs in a weird way. I'm just anxious. For some reason. Well, that's it. You have to wear that tonight. It's not up for discussion. But now, I kind of don't want anyone else to see you like that. Especially not her. Maybe just keep the outfit and wear it around the house. Just like, as a favor to me. Yes, that's good. Wear something ugly on your date. That's best. No. I bought it, so I get to say where you wear it, and I say you can only look that hot for me. Okay? She can have you how you normally look, which is technically still attractive and stuff, but, this version of my brother, I want that. Just for me. I'm not sure how that sentence was supposed to sound, but it definitely came out wrong. Speaking of wrong, you put the necklace on backwards, doof. Here, let me fix it. I see you're wearing that cologne Dad got you last year. It's so damn good on you. What? I didn't kiss your neck. You're just not used to a girl being this close to you. Hey, if I tell you to do one last thing before your date, you'll listen to me, right? As your big sister who only wants what's best for you, you know? You won't argue if I promise it's really important? Good. Then. Stand still. Listen. I know her, okay? I know she's gonna try and have sex with you. She likes collecting V-cards, which is probably why she asked you out. If you actually like her, then you're gonna want to impress her, right? Well, you don't want to end up as some two-pump chump, so I'm gonna help you out beforehand. If you come before the date, then you'll last way longer than when you two are getting busy. And since this is a special occasion, I don't want you to just rub one out. I'll hear you anyway. I'll get you off so you're not putting her on some pedestal as the first girl to make you come. And that way, you look like a stud. You're arguing with me, but you're already rock hard and pushing through your pants, little brother. I noticed it when I had my hands on your neck. You're a bit of a sub, aren't you? I notice how flushed you get sometimes when I boss you around. See? Your boxers are already wet with pre-cum at just the thought of your big sister getting you off. It's no big deal. Just let me suck on your cock a little. Oh, you're totally into that idea. Your dick just jumped sky high. Stay still. Wow. You've grown. I mean, obviously you would have, but my mouth is watering at my own brother's cock. Too pent up for my own good. Oh well. Oh, you're so sensitive. That's adorable. See, this is why we needed to do this. She can't be allowed to see such a cute, vulnerable face. That's just for Big Sis, okay? Some things need to stay in the family. And that face you're making right now is one of them. You feel great on my tongue. Just how I imagined all the times I've overheard you taking care of business in here. How I wanted so badly to just sneak across the hall and give you a hand. I just settled for finger fucking myself in time with you lately. Did you know that? I've come to the thought of you more times than I can count. Just like you have for me. I know you think I can't hear you moaning my name into that pillow you stole, but I can. You're very impassioned. Just like now. Mm. boy. Make lots of subby noises and pre-cum for me. I want to suck you dry so she can't even have a drop. That's it. Don't hold back. And don't be embarrassed. I'm just a big sister helping her little brother out. There's nothing wrong with that. Helping him to come all over her tongue. Can you do that for me? Give me a good load. Right into my throat. I promise I'll swallow all of that naughty evidence, and you can be on your way. Mom and Dad will never even know. Come on, come for me, little brother. Come with that delicious cock of yours. Sweet and salty, just like you. Oh, some of my lipstick stained the base of your shaft. That wasn't my intention or anything. She can have you for tonight, but she'll know you don't belong to her. No one gets to have my little brother like I do. God, you really bring out the possessive side of me. Bad boy. Anyway, have fun, kiddo. I'll be heading back to my room. Change out of that before you leave. And come see me when you get home. No matter how late. I'll be waiting.